This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6 o'clock here on this Thursday. Feels like Friday. Happy early 4th of July. Happy holiday weekend. Dibs, we're gearing up for a three-day weekend. And I can agree with Mark Willard on this today. Today, this Thursday, feels like the best day of the week. There's no doubt about it.
It's a pretty good Thursday. Yeah. If you want to rank all the 52 Thursdays that come up in the course of a year, you can look at a calendar. And if you have a July 3rd, that's a Thursday. Yeah, that's a pretty sweet Thursday. And I know come NFL season, there'll be some Thursdays with a Thursday night game. And I know the Niners play the Rams in October on a Thursday. I was just looking at that today because they've got Jacksonville at home, and then they've got the Rams on a short week. That's going to be a great Thursday as well.
Thanksgiving Thursday is maybe the best.
Always. You can put that on the board. Number one.
Probably my favorite Thursday of the whole year.
It's a great Thursday. Yeah. And in my family with my wife's supper and her father, who actually wrote a cookbook on Thanksgiving sides, if you need it. Craig McMullen is his name, and he's a published author on Thanksgiving sides. So in our family, Thanksgiving is the Super Bowl. So that is the best Thursday every year.
Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday, just period. I love Thanksgiving. And I know that the morning show did this earlier this morning, and I don't mean to start the show because we got a lot Warriors related to get into. The morning show, they did their this or that. I don't know if you listen like at 9:30, I think, every day.
Missed it today.
They ask a question like, would you rather have this or that? And it's just one or the other, and you pick and choose. They asked, best holiday or favorite holiday of yours, 4th of July or Thanksgiving? And that was the easiest one in my mind for me. Not that I dislike 4th of July, but Thanksgiving is just the pinnacle of holidays for me. And it's only because of the food. I love Thanksgiving food more than anything else.
And Thanksgiving also gives you three football games now.
True.
Used to give you the Lions, which who cares? And then Dallas, gag me. But now Detroit's good, and you can always root against Dallas. And then you do get that third game on Thanksgiving. And so back in my day, it started with, and I'll reference him again, my brother Mike, Mikey 1.0 at the time. He still has, to this day, a football game, flag football, that he puts on. It used to be at White Hill School in Fairfax. This will probably be the 43rd annual. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He does it every year. And so when I was about your age, like you get up early and, you know, somebody's driving you and you start drinking beer about 9 o'clock and you grab a nap and then it's Thanksgiving by about 3 o'clock. And so you've played football, you've had some time at the bar. Now you get a full meal and you get to watch football. So Thanksgiving is tough to beat.
I'm with you. Not that 4th of July is bad either, but it's not my favorite holiday. All right. It is a great Thursday, though, because we are approaching the holiday, and I think most of us have a three-day weekend coming up, which is great. Looking forward to that. However, Dibs, it might not be the greatest Thursday for the Golden State Warriors, because we are now how many days into free agency? This is day 4 of free agency?
Coming up, yep.
In 40 minutes, we're at the official 4-day mark of free agency, and the Warriors have done nothing, Dibs, except let Kevon Looney walk out the door. Still no resolution to the Jonathan Kuminga situation, and it's getting to a point where I'm becoming a little concerned that this might end a way that the Warriors did not really plan for, and it might end up being a worst-case scenario for the Warriors.
It could, and I mean, worst case would be you get nothing for him. Yeah. For me, worst case is not he comes back for one more year and you play with him and then you get nothing. Worst case would be somebody offers him whatever amount and you don't want to match it, and so you actually do lose him for nothing right now. But it's going to be sticky no matter how this goes. And I know that there were reports earlier today about Sacramento is still percolating, and they've got some pieces that they may want to part with to acquire Kuminga, and all of this is like full-on rumor mongering at this point. But yeah, we're about to start day 4 of free agency, and there's been not much happening. And I know Anthony Slater earlier this morning had something on The Athletic where he said nothing is even really imminent on that front.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay, you mentioned the Kings rumor, and this was the rumor that swept the internet last night, and it still has NBA Twitter in a tizzy right now. And I could give credit to Tristy Rodriguez and Ali Thanawala is where I'm reading this article courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area in California. But there's like 8 different people who had the same exact reporting on this. Let me just read a chunk of this piece, again, from NBC Sports Bay Area in California. The Warriors, Kings, and Detroit Pistons are discussing a 3-team blockbuster that would send Kuminga and veteran point guard Dennis Schroeder to Sacramento in separate sign-and-trade deals. The Kings would send Monk to the Pistons, that's Malik Monk, and second-year NBA guard Devin Carter and newly acquired big man Dario Saric to the Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Dario.
Yes, that same Dario Saric. So these reports are the Warriors trade Jonathan Kuminga for Devin Carter, who was a lottery pick last year, was hurt to begin the year, didn't play all that much. When he played, was largely unimpressive. And Dario Saric, who the Kings just acquired from the Nuggets for the trade of Valanciunas earlier this week. And Dario Saric, of course, was a Warrior a couple of years ago, and that signing failed miserably. So if we were to believe that this were to happen, Dibs, the Warriors' return for Jonathan Kuminga would be Devin Carter and Dario Saric. I find it very hard to believe the Warriors would ever consider doing something like that.
No, of course not. I mean, I would rather have a disgruntled Kuminga, and I'm not saying that he will be disgruntled, but if he doesn't get a new contract, and if the reports are that maybe he didn't get a contract offer last offseason, and he comes back and plays on the QO, the qualifying offer, at $7.9 million, I can't imagine he'll be thrilled. And the Warriors have already shown that they don't love playing him in high-leverage spots with Jimmy and Draymond and Steph. But all that being said, I would rather have a disgruntled Kuminga coming off the bench and a full year of that as opposed to Devin Carter, who I'm looking at it here, he played 11 minutes a game for a Sacramento team that was not very good.
Yeah.
And Dario Saric, when he was here, he was awesome for about 4 weeks, a month.
My mind said like 2 or 3 weeks, but I'd have to check the game log. But
I thought that he had
was
like
all right to begin the year.
Yeah, he had a good like 15 games of whoa, yeah, stretch five. He can shoot it.
The next Nemanja Bjelica,
whatever he was going to be. pretty soon, it was oh boy, he lost confidence in the shot and he can't defend, and now he's not playing, and now he's really not playing, and like who's that big guy on the bench? That's what he became. Like in a hurry.
Yeah, it was bad. It did not work. Yep. Now you didn't spend that much money on him, but when you're a team in the situation of the Warriors are in, and they were in that situation then, they're in the same situation now. You have to fill out your roster with veteran minimum ish kind of guys, and they're gonna have to play meaningful minutes for you. The pickings are pretty slim generally, so you need those guys to kind of hit for you at a rate, a higher rate than maybe other teams, because other teams don't have as many veteran minimum guys playing major minutes. And when one of those veteran minimum guys you're relying on to be good for you fails, you're kind of dead in the water, because then everybody else, your older guys, have to play more minutes. But this rumor, Dibs, that came out of Sacramento, that the Warriors might sign and trade Kuminga to the Kings for, again, Devin Carter and Dario Saric. Really interesting to me, because everybody in Sacramento had it. And when I say everybody, I mean literally everybody. Everybody in the know, anybody with any kind of source, heard the same exact thing. If you follow Detroit basketball people, they heard the same thing, that this was morphing into a sign-and-trade where Schroeder would go from Detroit to Sacramento and Malik Monk would come from Sacramento to Detroit. So everybody in Detroit had it, everybody in Sacramento had it, yet crickets here in San Francisco. Why is Anthony Slater not hearing this? Why is Marcus Thompson? Why is Tim Kawakami? Why is Danny Emmerman? Why are none of the Warriors beat reporters hearing this, but everybody else is? This to me just stinks of, not made up, but this stinks of maybe the Kings floating the idea to the Warriors immediately saying no, and then the Kings leaking it to the media for some reason to put some pressure on the Warriors. I don't know exactly what this accomplishes, but I very firmly believe this is nowhere even on the Warriors' radar.
I don't think that the Warriors would make a deal like this in lieu of just having him come back and make 7.9, because we all want to get something for the asset, but Devin Carter and Dario Saric, for me, is not getting something for the asset. Now, you could love Devin Carter, and maybe the Warriors would look at that and say, yeah, he's a piece that could help us down the road, but so is Jonathan Kuminga. And if you're the Warriors right now, why are they linked to Al Horford so heavily? Because he's a guy with a track record. He's a veteran who can come in and you know what he's going to be. And that's really what you want if you're the Warriors. You don't want another project. You're not going to trade your project for Sacramento's project and a guy who you have already seen
kick
not work out.
Yeah.
Right. You kick the tires and then you ultimately deflated the tires.
Yeah.
You took the tires off and you put them on blocks is the way that went.
And you threw them away.
Basically.
You got rid of them and you don't want them back anytime soon. So we'll continue talking about that. Plus, I am worried we're entering a real possibility of the Warriors, their nightmare scenario playing out regarding Jonathan Kuminga. We'll get to that when we come back. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. We're back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
The Floor Store is your Bay Area flooring authority. Selection, expertise, price guaranteed installation. Visit floorstores.com.
Hey, what's going on? It's Willard and Steiny for new.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.